How does the intelligent observer concept relate to the idea of manifestation? First, it suggests that consciousness collapses possibility into reality. By observing, we cause that fuzzy quantum wave function to collapse into a definite state. Similarly, some people believe that by focusing on our consciousness, on certain thoughts or possibilities, we can manifest them into reality. The act of observing helps bring them into being. Second, it implies we are co-creators of our reality. If observation determines what manifests from the realm of possibility, then we are actively participating in creating the reality we experience. Our consciousness shapes what we perceive and observe to be real. This is similar to the view that we can manifest our desires and thoughts through the power of intention and belief. Third, it suggests that reality is fluid until measured. Just as quantum physics or quantum particles exist in a superposition of multiple possibilities until measured, one could view reality itself as undetermined until shaped by an observer. If so, we then have the ability to manifest new realities or possibilities before they are measured into a fixed state. Consciousness selects from a menu of potential realities. Lastly, it proposes that the interconnections or interconnectedness of consciousness and matter, the intelligent observer concept, implies that the stuff we perceive as matter outside us is somehow intimately connected with our own internal consciousness. They work together in participatory universe, right? This view is akin to the belief that our consciousness and external reality are one, and manifestation arises from this deep connection. So in many ways, the intelligent observer concept parallels ideas around manifestation, conscious creation of reality, and the interconnectedness between mind and matter. They share the notion that consciousness and observation are actively involved in shaping what we perceive to be real in the world around us. Reality is, in some way, a co-creation.